Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schutz for Daniel Yisrael. Aviv Ali Sheva, Baruch Avatzlach Uchomaseh Yadav. Continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik, we are, thank God, in Oschess. Bizman HaChana, Zuwa Kolofim HaShuwad, and we're talking about B'makabal HaMachus Shemayim. The time for this preparation of accepting upon yourself the yoke of heaven in the morning depends on the person. It's all individual, it's all subjective. Chasidim HaYisham Rak Sha'achas L'Tfila. And Chassidim would wait only an hour for davening Ketisa. Like it says in Baruch Aslam and Amid Beis, V'zeh tam gam ken shechivu b'zman shel arvis. And that's the reason why they expanded the time for Ma'ariv. In other words, the Chassidim only had to wait an hour. But among the Chassidim Arishonim. Among the later Chassidim, a lot of them have had to wait a lot more than an hour. They spent hours of Hachana L'Tfila because if they felt they weren't on such a high spiritual level. They had to spend more time for Torah. So it says, we think Rak Shachas. Shachas sounds like a pretty long time to prepare for davening, right? Some of us, unfortunately, get there 5 minutes late and we don't prepare at all. And we just, you know, throw on a tefillin or whatever. He's Chas Shalom, but unfortunately, that's how some people do it. And we're learning this in order to be Mischazik in these inyanim. So the Chasidim would wait, the later Chasidim would wait much longer. And that's why they expanded the time of Ma'ariv at Amar HaShachar until the dawn. So you're allowed to say Ma'ariv the whole night, according to 2 days in Mishnah, a whole night until dawn, and it's not limited to 3 hours like Shachar says, because in the darkness of night, it's difficult to find clarity of Malchus Shamayim, of the yoke of heaven, sometimes Adalas HaShachar, until morning, and even after all that, even if you're spending hours preparing, all of that, and maybe, you know, like they have in the modern Hebrew expression, Oshikain, Oshelo, maybe yes, maybe not, it's not even sure. Mashen can be yom, not like this, unlike this is the day, like it says in the Pasuk, that in the morning, you say Hashem's chesed, because you can say it immediately in the morning, from clear light. During the day, we have a lahagid babaikar chazdecha. In the morning, there's clarity. In the morning, you could say Hashem's light. So then you can say immediately, you could say immediately in the morning, from the clear light, from the recognizable light, or a nikar recognizable light. Mashen kein balelos. This is dissimilar to the nights. Rake amuna balei. But at night, you need amuna. In the morning, it's lahagid babaikar chazdecha. At night, the pasuk says, ve'amunascha balelos. At night is amuna in the heart, is faith in the heart. Vloha gada, not a declaration, not a verbal declaration. Shuhot sa mekoach alapol, that is the actualization from potential to reality, to concrete reality. Al ha'avar, on the past. In other words, that's what the hagada of the morning is, that you're actualizing your gratitude for the past. El akivoy ala osid. But rather, this is the hope for the future. That's the amunas chavaleilos, is the hope for the future. Kasher asa boker, gam b'chol halayla kula. When the morning comes, what's the morning? The morning in Chazal is the morning of Geula. When the morning of Geula comes, it's going to be misbar l'mafre, it's going to be clarified that everything was for the good, even all the nights, all the dark, long, gullus nights that we've had were all for the good, like it says in the Pasuk in Isaiah, chapter 21, verses 11 and 12. Shomer mami layla tetra amar shomer asa boker v'gam layla. And Pshat in the Pasuk is that Am Yisrael calls out to the Shomer Yisrael, to the guardian of Israel. How long is there going to be this darkness, this covering up of the truth? And it's waiting for the revelation of the future. And the Shomer says, when the morning comes, Amar Shomer, Asa Boker. And when the morning comes, it's going to be clear, Vegam Laila, that the night was also very good. We just weren't able to appreciate it at the time. Velekach, Tfilas Arvis Rishus. And therefore, since it is hard to reach a clear recognition of Malchus Shemayim at night, Chazal were koveya that Tfilas Arvis is only Rishus, and it is not a Chova, because Kriya Shema. So Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, but not a Chova, but Kriya Shema, even at night, is an obligation. Why? Because the recognition of the kingship of heaven that's required for tefillah is the recognition of nocheach, of God's presence, a clear recognition, a concrete recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol is standing opposite you, yoser mikriyashma, more than the hakaras nochach, of Kriyat Shema Shekitabti Leil Os Vav, the name of Rashi and Brachas, like we said in a previous shir, that Kriyat Shema means that God is talking to you, and Shemoneh Esrei is that you are talking to God. So when you are talking to God, this requires a higher level of Hakaras Hanochach, because Kriyat Shema is you're just quoting what Hashem had said to you. But Shemoneh Esrei is that you are actually speaking to Hashem, and therefore that requires a higher level of Hakaras Hanochach. V'yef shelechayev, and you cannot obligate a person b'layla, at night when it's dark, because it's Chazal Darshan, ze shemi le'olam. This is my name literally forever, but it's lacking a vav. It can be read le'alem, which means that you have to hide ksiv. Be'olam hazeh shedomeh le'layla, that ze shemi, that Hashem's name, Shem Avaya, is hidden le'alam in this world. Olam means world. It also means hidden. Hashem's name is hidden in this world, which is like night, zaf finsternish, like they say in Spanish. Such darkness in this world. Shedomeh le'layla, there's no clear recognition of Malchus Shemayim. Rak Chazal Rekoveh, the tefillah, reshus, as an option to tell us, the Misha Chananu Hashem, somebody who God has granted the clarity of true recognition of Hashem's existence, Lios Laila Kayom Ya'ir Lo, that the night will shine like the day, based on the verse in Tehillim, chapter 139, verse 12, that even in the time of the covering up of the truth, there will be a clear recognition of Hashem. Laila Kayom Ya'ir, even in the darkness of night, there is a recognition that Einon Movado, that there is nothing other than Hashem. Raka Idna Bikvus the Mashiach, just now, in the footsteps of the Messiah, we can hear his footsteps. At the end of Galus, which is like night, Karoiv Le'or Hayom, we're close to the Geula, which is like the light of day, and therefore it is easier to achieve the recognition of Malchus Shemayim that's required for Tefillah, and Memela Kablinhu Chova. They accept it upon themselves as an obligation, like the Rif says in Bracha. So Reb Tzadik was a Gaon Olam, not only in Chassidus but also in Halacha, in learning. So in Gemara, so he explains here Pshat in the why Chazal said that Tefillah Arvis is Rishus, because at night it's hard to have clarity in God's existence, and therefore you can't obligate a person to say Shemoneh Esrei. But Bizman Azeh we're a Makabel Kachoiva, because now we are in the footsteps of the Geula, especially today, where we were zocha to freedom to live in Eretz Yisrael as Jews, and so many of us are here, so many millions are here, so we're definitely geographically in the right place, and then now it's just a matter of Mashiach coming and purifying the world and bringing all those who still aren't in the geographical place to the geographical place that the Jewish people were given as a gift from Hashem, and then it'll be complete with Tefillas HaShachar, Gamkein Zimana Ad Chatzos, and Tefillas HaShachar, also the time is Biz until Chatzos Hayom, which is Yoser Mizman Kriyashim, which is a longer time than Mizman Kriyashim Shachris, which is only until 3 hours of the day, Kila Kabbalah Sanochach Mimachus Shamayim, because in order to receive the feeling that you're standing opposite Hashem, Tzarechachana Yoser, you need more Bachana. So again, Kriyashim Shachris is 3 hours, but Tefillah, you can do it until Chatzos, because you need more time in order to prepare yourself to be Mekabbalah Mimachus Shamayim, and Tefillah requires more of a vachana, more of a preparation. Ulekach, and therefore, you need more of a preparation. Ulekach, yesh tashlum in the tefillah, etzel tefillah asmucha. And therefore, because of this difficulty to reach this hargosha, this feeling of oimed lifnei hamelech, that you're standing mamish in front of Hashem, kiviyachol, so there's a special din of tashlum in the tefillah, could be mashlim in the tefillah, complete the tefillah, that was lacking because of ones, etzel tefillah asmucha la, by a tefillah that's next to it, Alpha P, She'over Azmat, even though the time has already passed, Mashenkin be tefillah Hashlishis, Havei Mu'uvos, Mashenkin, when a person wants to be Mashlim, the third tefillah, we see in Tosis that you can't be Mashlim. That's a Mu'uvos Lo Yuchal Liskon, that can't be corrected. The betray Zimni Havei Chazaka, because twice, we have a day in the Gemara, Shittas Rebbe in Yevamah, Samut Dalet Amud Beis, and it happens twice, is a Chazaka. And since it happened twice, person's muhsak lagabe osa, the little matzim machavin lad, he's not going to have kavan. In other words, now he explains the halacha. How come we have a din, person's misses shachris, he can daven two minchas, he can daven a makeup for shachris. But if he misses mincha, at mayriv, he can't do the makeup for shachris. Why not? Why not? It's a mu'uvas, it's something that was twisted, that was distorted, and it cannot be fixed. Why can't it be fixed? So It says, Marein of Rabbeinu, Reb Tzedek HaKohen, because it's a chazakah. Once he missed tefillah twice, he missed shachris, and he missed it at mincha, so now daven ma'ariv, it's not going to work. So arvit nisht, it's not going to work that he has kavana. So don't even try. Chaval hazman. The betray zimni habi chazakah, twice is a chazakah, legabe osad lo matzim chavan, legabe that tefillah, revivi that tefillah, that he will not be able to have kavana. Os tes, yeshev adam lo asam mit, yeshev lo asam mit, yeshev lo asam mit, yeshev lo asam mit, after mentioning this inyan of mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon, that when one prevents oneself from doing a mitzvah, there is a kilkul, there is a spiritual corruption that is involved that can't be fixed. So now he explains that yashav adam lo avar asa mitzvah, when a person sits and does not do a mitzvah that he's obligated to do, even though he didn't do a maise isur, the not doing the mitzvah is considered for him ki'ilu asa avera. It's as if, chas v'shalom, he did an avera. I don't know how I can say that. Ve'alken, yeshli, and therefore you should have to be mizdaris for the kiyum ha-mitzvah. You have to quickly do the mitzvah, just like you would run away from an avera, because it's avera dik, not to do the mitzvah. Kach shamati, when Reb Tzedek says kach shamati, it usually means from his Rebbe, the Heilige Ishbitzer. So before Shlomo Karlbach was quoting the Ishbitzer, Reb Tzedek was quoting the Ishbitzer. But Reb Tzedek wasn't strumming the guitar as he was doing it. Meduyak lashon mishnah debreish brachas. So that's how we can learn pshat in the beginning of brachas. It's very exact. It says in the mishnah, imkein lamer muchachamim. Why did Chacham say to be makdim zman kriyas shema night, that you can only read it until chatzos and not until alas hashachar laharchik min haavera, in order to distance one from an avera that he shouldn't have the whole night without shema? So he said, don't say it at chatzos at alas hashachar. Say it already at chatzos by midnight and don't wait until dawn. So we learn from this that if a person just refrains from reading Shema, it's already considered for him like an Aveira. And really, Pashut Hu, it's simple that when not doing a mitzvah is like an Aveira. Shken Matzinu Poshe Yisrael B'Gufan. So what is a Poshe Yisrael B'Gufan? What is a person who is a sinful Jew in his body? That there, his din is, as the Gemara says, Rachmana Litzlan, Yardim Lekhenu V'Nidonu B'Shneim Esar Chodesh. And the Gemara answers, and the Gemara says, a karkafta skull to loy monach tefillin, that has not placed tefillin on his head. And his onsho gadol, his onish is so great, afogav de'eno ela b'shev v'al taisin. And even though he's only b'shev v'al taisin. So that's what the Ishbitzer says. I bring your raya that when you did a mitzvah that you were supposed to do, and when you didn't do a mitzvah you were supposed to do, it's as if you did an aveira, because when a person doesn't put on tefillin, rachmana litzlan, so he's got serious again and punishment, and that's merely for refraining from putting on tefillin, even though it's only b'shev al taisa, it's only passive. Os yud, kobinyin limudo yi'al ha-mikro. The beginning of Shas, Chazal were merames that the whole building of a person's learning should be founded specifically on mikro, on scripture, as they call it in modern French, Shetzivo Hashem, that God commanded on that mitzvah that is being discussed in the Mishnah and the Gemara. The mitzvah is rooted in one pasuk. You can have one pasuk, like this week is unbelievable. It's like the best parash in the Torah. It's hard to say every parash in the Torah is the best parash in the Torah, but the parash you're on, you got to feel like this is it, right? So Mishpatim, what's special about Mishpat? Special every parasha. Mishpatim, what's special is that you can have one pasuk, you know, you can have a whole mesecht, you can have a whole, you can have 50 pages in Bava Kama on one pasuk, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra. You know, there's so many gemaras that relate to the psukim, gemaras and rashis and tosasim and rishonim and achronim. So it's all rooted in the pasuk. So you have to keep the pasuk in mind. V'zeya noichach einov, and this should be opposite your eyes, the pasuk, the scripture, the verse. In Tanakh, ki al zehu dan al mashitziv Hashem yisbarach b'sarasa, because that's what you're talking about when you're learning, when you're knacking away on the Gemara. So you're discussing a pasuk that God commanded in the Torah. Al zeh ramiz barosh mishnayis the pasach mei masai, and this is alluded to at the beginning of the mishnayis, which opened up mei masai v'tana akrakoi, and the Tana is referring to a pasuk at the kumud farish b'gemara. The Gemara says, in other words, the Gemara says, from when do you read Shema? And what's Shema? Who's Shema? Where's Shema? Where do you get Shema from? No, says the Gemara. The Tana is referring to a Tana. This Tana of the Mishnah, this rabbi, wrote the Mishnah is referring, akra on the pasuk kai is referring to the pasuk. And because it's all rooted in the pasuk, so at the beginning of Shas, we already tell you, keep the pasuk in mind. Lo huye, to teach us to call Mishnah so irak akra koi. The whole Mishnah, Gans Mishnah is akra koi. It's on the pasuk. We've been having shiur recently in the Shema Mishnah is Negoim. So you have a parashah of Negoim. So all of Mishnah is Negoim is based on the parashah of Negoim. V'lo melimut chochma michochmas. Parashah Negoim in the Torah. And not belimut chochma min achochmas. And it's not from the other wisdoms of the world. Ukimiduma shakach shamati. I think that's what I heard from my Rebbe, the Yishbitzer. Gamken, that's Pshat and Tana Krakai, that all the Tana, not just this Mishnah, all the Tanas are Akrakai, referring to Psukim. Osir Aleph, Yalfinu Mepriyasu Shaloylam, we learn from the Briya of the world, Misedo Briyat Olam, that first was darkness and then was night, the Bechol Dovo, that everything in the world, Halayla Kodim Layom, first night comes, then day comes, Kedisa Reish Brachas, like we find in the Gemara at the beginning of Sechas Brachas, that the Tana taught that you should be Makdim Dine Kriyashma, Shel Arvis, because night precedes day. Ki, because the Seder Habriya teaches us how the world functions. B'chol davar, in every matter, ha-heyader, what is lacking, kodem lahavaya, precedes what is. Just like you have a seed in the ground, first it rots and then it grows. And that's why the Maral says that's the Seder of Geula. First you have Heyader, is the terrible times, and then you have the Havayah, and then you have a completely new Bria. We're going to have when Mashiach comes, because Kadosh Baruch Hu, as you see what he's doing now, how the world is being turned upside down. So that's the Heyader, Kodim LaHavayah, Mir Tzashem, we should be Zechub Bekarv Mamish. V'chi Eishev B'Choyshech, and when I sit in the darkness, like it says in the verse, in Micah, as the Goyim call it, Vav Ches, even when I sit in the darkness, I feel darkness, I feel a hiddenness, I feel a lack of success, Eda, I will know from this darkness, ki, without a doubt, achar kach, afterwards, Hashem orli, God is my light. That's what it means, ki yesh b'choshech, when I sit in the darkness, Hashem orli, Hashem is my light. Ki kol chayei odem kach mu'kovim, because that's the ganze leben funa mensch, as they say in Portuguese, the whole life of man is composed, comprised, that's what mu'kov means, made up of, mehazman choshech ve'or, from the time of darkness and light, yoim ve'layla, day and night, kach chozel chalila. So too, it goes round and round. Rak she'achoshech kodem the klipa kodem. So before it has to be darkened, because first comes the klipa, first comes the peel, and then comes the fruit. So that is an amazingly important lesson for life. Life is darkness and then light. Chutz bekotchim kamlan alayla achar ayayim. Except for when we talk about kotchim the night follows the day. Kimishik kvar ba la kodesh hayom kodem kmo misha omed toch hapri etzlo hapri kodem la klipa. So in life in general, we're going to have first darkness and then light, and then darkness and then light, and then darkness and then light. In kachim, in the world of kachim, in halacha, in the world of karbanos, in the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha is that the night goes after the day. Because somebody already came to the world of holiness, the day comes first. Like somebody who's already in the pre precedes the klipa. So for example, just to explain a little bit better, as he brings here in the Nimos HaTzedek, that we have like a Karban Todah, B'yom Karbanu Yachol, so you eat it that day, so we paskin that you can eat it the next night as well. Gam HaLaylo Shalachar Shlita Shchitaso. And the Bira Api, the Pnimius Inyan is that somebody who's already in the Dargah of Kodesh, in other words, as Rabbeinu says in the Rishis Seilayla and Nun Ches, and his Miyachlu Moser Atzma Buchol Kochoset L'Hashem Yisbarach, by him Sidra Avodas Hayoim, by Akar Abur Hashem Yisbarach, first he has the clarity of Hashem, and then he does the Avod of Night to bring in the good of night, to bring in the darkness, to purify the darkness. And that's why he's in the Pri. He's in the Pri, he absorbs the Pri, and then he's able to fix the Ra. He does that from Hakara of Hashem. And that's why we have a meaning in the Gemara. We have a notion in the Gemara that not only by Kachim, Gam Kriyashma, by Kriyashma also the day should be before the night, since Tikkun Adam Shem Madregas HaKodesh, because fixing a person who's on the Madrega of Kodesh starts from within the Pri, and only afterwards he can be Metak in the Klik, but then he can fix the husk, the peel, the outside peel. And so to a person who's coming to be to purify himself, sanctify himself, Mekabel Machal Shemayim, first he has to be Metak in the Or, the light that is perceived during the day, and afterwards the choshech, that comes from the ore. That's why we have a Havamina that Shema should. And that's why we also have a Havamina that by Shema, since you're saying Shema, so since in the world of Shema, you're starting from the light, from the clarity, so then start with day, and then go to night. And where's this Ach Makom Acher? So it could be that it's referring to what Rabbeinu says in the Sefer Doivir Tzedek, page it Aleph, I'm an Aleph. Ki bekachem alaylo achar ayom, k'mo shem b'rechaz yotzer or kodem l'choshech. Yotzer or v'rechoshech, first light. Afo gab de b'riyas v'sholom b'reshech ha'shuch ha'vahadu na'ira. So why do we say v'day yotzer or v'rechoshech? We say for yotzer choshech v'ray or. Because when God created the world, first was darkness and then was light. Zeh l'gabe Hashem yizbarach. When it comes to the yishtal shel ha'olam, it's from the chaining down of the worlds, from above to below. So we have b'riyas before yitzira. And b'riya, in other words, the madrig of gilui elokus is choshech. By us, like it's brought in the Zohar, Reish or Gadol Kolkach, Achashuch Le'ene La'ayin Kale Haraos. That you have this great light, which is so dark that this darkness is so dark. To the eyes that are see lightly. In other words, there's such a great light that to us, if your eyes aren't good, it looks like darkness. That's the Bria. In other words, the Madrega of Gilei Elokus, that the light is so good, so great, that for us it looks like darkness. You can't take it. L'chach omrim u'borei, achoshech, v'etzleinu mimakal amala yitzira kodim l'briya. But by us, the Nivraim, or Masik Hashem's Elokus, from below to above, first comes the Yitzira, and then comes the Bria. Ulekach lechen korbanos. In other words, the Hainu kapara lechoser lechote vecheser etzlo hayom kodem. First comes light. V'sakadaitoch the kabbal somachos shemaim didam b'didan tal yamosa. V'yom kodem. V'zehamar v'yalev demiyat k'shkibel omachos shemaim nizbaratz lo shem echad akol chozer lemakoro. This is one of the many sections of Reb Tzedek where he goes deep into Kabbalah, which is not our area of expertise or any level of understanding. But basically what it seems he's saying is that from a Hashem's perspective, the Yishtal Shel Solamot is from first Bria and then Yitzira. And as far as we're concerned, Bria is darkness. So as far as from Hashem, the way Hashem created it, there's Bria, which is darkness, because it's such a great light. For us, it's darkness because we can't take the light. And then comes the world of Yitzira. That's from Hashem's perspective. From Arp, and that's what he writes, that it's such a big light, HaChashuch La'ayin Kalei Haraos, that it's darkness for the those of a light seeing who can't see properly. And that's why we say, Boirei is Choshech, when we talk about Yotzer Or, Uvorei Choshech. Why, what's the difference between Yitzira and Bria? So Bria relates to Choshech, because it's such a great light, that for us it's darkness. And therefore, Borei Choshech. We also say Yotzer Or. So because by us, Mimata Lamala, from below to above, first comes Yitzir and then comes Bria. And Yitzir relates to light. Yotzer Or, he creates light. So you would think, says Rabbeinu, that by Korbanos, when you want a kapara for a sin, for what's lacking, the word sin means lacking, like Elamaral talked about. So since that's what we're looking for us, you would start with the day. The day will be first. And that is l'maisa, the fact that by Karbanos, day is first. And then, weiter, Kabbal Samach Shemaim, you'd also think is first. Because that's Tali B'didan. And therefore, B'didan, as far as we're concerned, first comes the Yitzira, and then comes the Bria. First comes the light, and then comes the darkness. So therefore, we're going to start with day. And the Gemara says, no, you learn from Bria to Olam, that first comes Erev, and then Boker, you start with the night. The fact that that's really light, so that we don't perceive, okay, that's our problem. But as far as Hashem is concerned, It starts with this Olam Abriya, and therefore that's how we say our Kriya Shema. But by Kachim, we stick with the fact that we start with the Olam HaYetzirah, we start with the light and then go to the darkness. And in the Olam Abriya, and when we're Mekamel Malchus Shemayim, then we start with Bria, which is darkness for us, and then we go to Yetzirah. And says Rabbeinu, Vayein B'tamid Rabbeinu Yonah Brachas Chesamet Aleph, Dibar Maschel V'Omer Digam B'Torah Kein. So in the Rif, he says it's also like this with Torah, that the night goes after the day, and therefore you don't have to say Anu Birchas HaTorah every night. What you made in the day, in the morning, is enough to last you throughout the night. And the reason is because we say, because the Gemara says that what you're learning at night is a makeup for what you're learning at night is a makeup for what you missed during the day. I want to quote to you the Lashon of the Rif, of Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rif. Va'afilu kishekoyre b'layla lo nemar shalayla meheyom a'acheru. And even when you read the Torah at night, we don't say that the night is from a different day. Shitzarach lachzor v'rach, that you would be required to make the bracha again. Shalpi shebishar dvar manor meyolach achar layla, even though normally we say the day goes after the night, so it starts with the night, gabei hakriya, by reading Torah, halo halayla achayom, the night goes, follows the day, k'dem rinu Yerushalmi. It says in the Yerushalmi, by Unz, Shtaita Zoyin Bavli, Erevin 65a, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Onei Agira Di Amom Anon. Yasfinan B'Yimamu Parinan B'Layla. So, a person who's a Sachir, who's a hired worker, is not allowed to be in his battle from his work all day. And since we are commanded to read Torah all day, so we're like workers. We can't be misbattled from the Kriya B'Torah. Not that we're misbattled during the day. It's like we're borrowing the time. And then we pay it off at night. So the Kriya of the night is a payment for during the day. So therefore it all follows the day. And based on what we said, as far as Kachim is concerned, we can also say Linyan Limud HaTorah, that it starts with the day. The day is the Hakara Brura B'Hashem. Torah is light, Torah is chachma, and night is only a payoff time, but the ikar time is during the day. That's when there's the great light, and that's how we do kachim as well. Okay, so Baruch Hashem b'si'anta d'shmaya, we were zoche to learn until Las Yubeis. And very, very gratifying. It's a big schus. I thank you so much for listening, and we should be zoche mir t'shem to continue lilmod ulelamed lishmor v'lasos. Well, the kaim is called the Beis Hamikdash. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.